The Mercedes arrived when I was 5 years old. The driver was drunk, and he crashed into my father's Peugeot, which was still standing exactly how my father had left it, except that the boys had taken one of its tires away to use as the seat of the swing on the limber tree. The driver of the Mercedes got out and he walked over to the first house and met my father there, and he said, "Sorry." And my father smiled at him and said, "We should be thanking you, sir. You have really put our village on the map. This is our very first road traffic accident." And the driver of that Mercedes, he laughed, and he stayed too, and he became great friends with my father, so much that I called him my uncle. And my father and my uncle lived very happily in that place, until the afternoon when the men came and shot them. So it was astonishing to see all these new, beautiful, shining cars parked outside these big, perfect houses. I walked through many streets like this. I walked all morning. The buildings got bigger and heavier. The streets got wider and busier. I stared at everything, and I did not mind the hunger in my stomach or the aching in my legs, because I was amazed by each new wonder. Each time I saw something for the first time, a nearly naked girl on an advertising billboard, or a red double-decker bus, or a glittering building so tall it made you dizzy, the excitement in my stomach was so fierce it hurt. The noise was too much, the roar of the traffic and the shouting. Soon there were such crowds on the streets that it seemed I was nothing. I was pushed and bumped all over the pavements, and no one took any notice of me. I kept on walking as straight as I could, following one street and then another. And just as the buildings got so big, it seemed they could not possibly stand up, and the noise got so loud it seemed as if my body would be shaken to pieces, I turned a corner, and I gasped and ran across one last busy road with car horns blasting and the drivers screaming, and I leaned over a low white stone wall and stared, because there in front of me was the River Thames. Boats were pushing along through the muddy brown water, honking their horns under the bridges. All along the river, to the left and the right, there were huge towers that rose high into the blue sky.